My name is Derek Gibson. I'm a prisoner currently incarcerated in Pennsylvania Department of Correction, where I have been confined in solitary confinement in extreme isolation for the last 8 years without any or very little privileges, such as a television, radio, emails, or even a cellmate that most prisoners are allowed to have. I am also on the restricted release list, or RRL, which means indefinite isolation in the hole bucket, as it's called. I'm also the author of Before Orange Was the New Black, my first published book about the 1989 Canfield prison riot. It caused millions of dollars in damages to the prison complex and prison system. Some of the prison officials that were hostages during the riot are still employed in higher positions of authority in the PADOC headquarters, which I continuously suffer malicious and sadistic retaliation retribution for his publishing, even surviving and endures numerous murder attempts through the use of excessive force and suffocation at the hands of the prison officials. Most recently, on December 5th, 2020, I was placed and strapped into a restraint chair inside of my cell as oleoresin capsicum, or OC as it's called, was sprayed directly up into my nostril, face, and eyes, cell walls, and bed frame. A white hood was then pulled over my head, and I was left sitting there for 8 hours while being filmed. Some of the past murder attempts were being sprayed with 6-hole large cans of military force OC and left inside the cell 3 hours after missing 27 meals during a hunger strike. Being sprayed while handcuffed behind my back, secured in my cell by myself, and obeying all orders on my hands, arms, front and back private parts with lethal intent. So I stress a serious need for criminal justice and solitary confinement reform. Black lives matter. And when I say black lives matter, I emphasize and expose the fact that black and colored people, whether in prison or out in society, male or female, armed or unarmed, are systematically targeted and subjected to brutality and abuse, oppression and death at the hands of the so-called law enforcers at alarming rate, and that I refuse to accept it as I continue to struggle and support the cause. Silence is complacency and unacceptable, and your support and assistance is greatly needed. Lastly, my second book called 6-0 Kings, Brass Brothers can also be found on Amazon, Kindle, Google Play, Barnes & Noble, and other places. In solidarity, Derek Gibson, prisoner author. I can be reached at Smart Communications, /CADOC, SCI Phoenix, Derek Gibson, JP2190, P.O. Box 33028, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33733, www.padocinmatelocator.com, or www.arthurderekgibson@gmail.com.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.